The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is episode number 233, which means we're exactly two-thirds of the way through the Bible. Today we have a very special guest reader. Miss Carmen Tyler will be doing our reading today, which is Psalms chapters 78 and 79. Are you ready, Carmen? Let's begin.
Psalm 78, a well-written song by Asaph. Pay attention, my people, to my instruction. Listen to the words I speak. I will sing a song that imparts wisdom. I will make insightful observations about the past. What we have heard and learned, that which our ancestors have told us, we will not hide from their descendants. We will tell the next generation about the Lord's praiseworthy acts, about His strength and the amazing things He has done. He established a rule in Jacob. He set up a law in Israel. He commanded our ancestors to make His deeds known to their descendants, so that the next generation, children yet to be born, might know about them. They will grow up and tell their descendants about them. Then they will place their confidence in God. They will not forget the works of God, and they will obey His commandments. Then they will not be like their ancestors, who were a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that was not committed to a faithful God. The Ephraimites were armed with bows, but they retreated in the day of battle. They did not keep their covenant with God, and they refused to obey His law. They forgot what He had done, the amazing things He had shown them. He did amazing things in the sight of their ancestors, in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them across it. He made the water stand in a heap. He led them with a cloud by day and with the light of a fire all night long. He broke open rocks in the wilderness and gave them enough water to fill the depths of the sea. He caused streams to flow from the rock and made the water flow like rivers. Yet they continued to sin against Him and rebelled against the Sovereign One in the desert. They willfully challenged God by asking for food to satisfy their appetite. They insulted God, saying, "Is God really able to give us food in the wilderness?" Yes, He struck a rock and water flowed out. Streams gushed forth. But can He also give us food? Will He provide meat for His people? When the Lord heard this, He was furious. A fire broke out against Jacob, and His anger flared up against Israel, because they did not have faith in God and did not trust His ability to deliver them. He gave a command to the cloud above and opened the doors in the sky. It rained down manna for them to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Man ate the food of the mighty ones. He sent them more than enough to eat. He brought the east wind through the sky, and by His strength led forth the south wind. He rained down meat on them like dust, birds as numerous as the sands on the seashores. He caused them to fall right in the middle of their camp around all their homes. They ate until they were stuffed. He gave them what they desired. They were not yet filled up. Their food was still in their mouths. When the anger of God flared up against them, He killed some of the strongest of them. He brought the young men of Israel to their knees. Despite all this, they continued to sin and did not trust Him to do amazing things. So He caused them to die unsatisfied and filled with terror. When He struck them down, they sought His favor. They turned back and longed for God. They remembered that God was their protector and that the Sovereign God was their deliverer. But they deceived Him with their words and lied to Him. They were not really committed to Him, and they were unfaithful to His covenant. Yet He is compassionate. He forgives sin and does not destroy. He often holds back His anger and does not stir up His fury. He remembered that they were made of flesh and were like the wind that blows past and does not return. How often they rebelled against Him in the wilderness and insulted Him in the desert. They again challenged God and offended the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember what he had done, how he delivered them from the enemy when he performed his awesome deeds in Egypt and his acts of judgment in the region of Zoan. He turned their river into blood, and they could not drink from their streams. He sent swarms of biting insects against them, as well as frogs that overran their land. He gave their crops to the grasshopper, the fruit of their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore fig trees with driving rain. He rained hail down on their cattle and hurled lightning bolts down on their livestock. His raging anger lashed out against them. He sent fury, rage, and trouble as messengers who bring disaster. He sent his anger in full force. He did not spare them from death. He handed their lives over to destruction. He struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, the first fruits of their reproductive power in the tents of Ham. Yet he brought out his people like sheep. He led them through the wilderness like a flock. He guided them safely along while the sea covered their enemies. He brought them back to the border of his holy land, to this mountainous land which his right hand acquired. He drove the nations out from before them. He assigned them their tribal allotments and allowed the tribes of Israel to settle down. Yet they challenged and defied the sovereign God and did not obey his commands. They were unfaithful and acted as treacherously as their ancestors. They were as unreliable as a malfunctioning bow. They made him angry with their pagan shrines and made him jealous with their idols. God heard and was angry. He completely rejected Israel. He abandoned the sanctuary at Shiloh, the tent where he lived among them. He allowed the symbol of his strong presence to be captured. He gave the symbol of his splendor into the hand of the enemy. He delivered his people over to the sword and was angry with the chosen nation. Fire consumed their young man, and their virgins remained unmarried. Their priest fell by the sword, but their widows did not weep. But then the Lord awoke from his sleep. He was like a warrior in a drunken rage. He drove his enemies back. He made them a permanent target for insults. He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. He chose the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loves. He made his sanctuary as enduring as the heavens above, as secure as the earth, which he established permanently. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. He took him away from following the mother sheep and made him the shepherd of Jacob, his people, and of Israel, his chosen nation. David cared for them with pure motives. He led them with skill. Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. O God, foreigners have invaded your chosen land. They have polluted your holy temple and turned Jerusalem into a heap of ruins. They have given the corpses of your servants to the birds of the sky, the flesh of your loyal followers to the beasts of the earth. They have made their blood flow like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We have become an object of disdain to our neighbors. Those who live on our borders taunt and insult us. How long will this go on, O Lord? Will you stay angry forever? How long will your rage burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not pray to you. For they have devoured Jacob and destroyed his home. Do not hold us accountable for the sins of earlier generations. Quickly send your compassion our way, for we are in serious trouble. Help us, O God, our deliverer, for the sake of your glorious reputation, rescue us. Forgive our sins for the sake of your reputation. Why should the nation say, "Where is their God?" Before our very eyes may the shed blood of your servants be avenged among the nations. Listen to the painful cries of the prisoners. Use your great strength to set free those condemned to die. Pay back our neighbors in full. May they be insulted the same way they insulted you, O Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will continually thank you. We will tell coming generations of your praiseworthy acts.
I want
want to thank Carmen Tyler so much for being a part of the LifeSpring Family Bible Readers. Carmen, you're welcome back anytime. Carmen is the host of her own podcast called The Carmen Cast, and you can find that at carmencast.net. As always, there will be a link on the show notes page to Carmen's website. Thanks again, Carmen. Tomorrow we'll continue on, of course, and I look forward to seeing you then. And dear listener, as always, I want to thank you for being a part of the LifeSpring Family Bible as well. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.